encompasses us always. He always carries us in His love. He welcomes us coming to Him.
但是呢，我们的神呢，他是个公义的神。我们的神，他是个烈火。
But also, our God is righteous, and He is a consuming fire.
来到他的面前不是一件小事情。
So it's not a little thing when we come before Him.
我记得在台湾的时候啊，听见呢，有这么样个故事。
I remember when I was in Taiwan, once I heard this story.
那个那个老总统啊，就是蒋中正的，他在这个升这些将官的时候，都要召见他们。
The late President Chiang Kai-shek, as he was about to promote some generals, he always summoned them in before him.
有人告诉我说啊，这个去见老总统啊，不是一件这个简单的事情。
And some people told me that it's not a small thing when you went in to see this president.
有些呢要准备要升将官的人呢，真是非常有信心的，在他面前呢听他训话。
Now some generals who were about to be promoted were so confident that they were just so ready to listen to whatever the instruction the president might give them.
听说有些人呢来到老总统面前的时候呢，里头非常的战惊恐惧。
Well, as others came before the president with much fear and trembling.
不由自觉的，他就在那会发抖，发颤。
And unconsciously, they were simply shivering before him.
老总统的眼睛一看啊，这个就看透这个人啊，将是不是个将官的材料。
And as the old president took a look at them, right away he would know if this is the right person to be a general.
这只不过是来到人间的一个三军的统帅面前。
And this is just the case as a person appeared before the general of all armies.
如果不是有那个好一好的预备啊，是有那个材料的话，不敢站在这个一个总统的面前。
Even so, a person was not so well prepared would not dare to stand before this president.
那我们来到神的面前呢？
Let alone when we come before our God.
我们呢是不是敢站在神的面前呢？
Do we dare to stand before Him?
我们今天来到神的面前的时候坦然无惧的来到神的面前呢，还是我们真的是胆战心惊来到神的面前？
Do we come before God boldly, or do we come before Him in tremble and in fear?
就是当有一天主要再来的时候。
And one day when the Lord comes again.
那时候我们是看见的场面，不像台湾只是60万大军了。
And that scenery would not be like standing before the commander of 600,000 soldiers.
那时候是呢，成千上万的宇宙的那个所有的那个圣徒啊，天使天君呢，都要涌在他的面前。
That will be the day when all the angels, all the saints of thousands of thousands, coming together before this great king.
到时候他要照按我们的名字一个一个的叫我们呢，招我们到他面前。
And on that very day, he will call each one of us in our name.
哎呀，你可以想象那样的情形吗？
Could you imagine that scene?
我们这样的人呢，在那时候啊，你不发抖啊，可能都是不能想象的事情啊。
To me, it's impossible not to be trembling at that time.
但是神的心意呢，是怎么样的？
But what is God's mind regarding this?
神的心意呢，是要我们来到他面前的时候呢，是坦然无惧的来到他的面前。
What is God's mind? His heart is for us to come before Him boldly.
就是放胆的来到他的面前。
Without fear, confidently coming before Him.
不但是那天在审判的大日是这样子。
It's not only so on that great day of judgment.
今天呢，我们就可以这样子坦然的无惧的来到他的面前。
Even today, we can do so, coming before Him boldly without fear.
这是神在耶稣基督里面的心意。
And this is the heart of God in Christ Jesus.
神能够做的这样事情呢，不是一件小事情。
And God can accomplish this, and this is not a small thing.
是我们的主在十字架上面所成就的一件大事。
This is the great thing accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
希伯来书告诉我们啊，
As Hebrews says,
我们因耶稣的血啊，得以坦然进到神的那个神的面前。
By the blood of Jesus Christ, we come boldly before Him.
那么是借着他呢，给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
It is by Him that who has consecrated a new and living way for us.
那从那个幔子经过呢，这个幔子就是他的身体。
Through the veil, that is his flesh.
当我们的主在十字架上为我们钉死的时候，
When our Lord was crucified on the cross,
他的宝血流出了，洗净我们一切的罪。
His precious blood shed abroad and cleansed all our sins.
同时呢，他的身体为我们裂开啊。
At the same time, his body was broken for us.
圣经告诉我们呢，就在那个时候啊，圣殿的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And the Bible tells us that right at that time, the veil in the temple was torn into from top to bottom.
从此啊，人跟神之间呢的那个的间隔呢就出去了。
From then on, the separation between God and man was now taken away.
借着主的救恩呢，我们可以坦然地进到至圣所去。
Now through the Lord's salvation, we can come into the most holy boldly.
以弗所书也告诉我们说啊，我们因信耶稣啊。
Ephesians also tell us that by faith in Christ Jesus,
就在他里面放胆无惧、笃信不疑地来到神面前。
We have faith and a confident access before Him.
所以我们呢，一信的主的好呀，我们也必要这样的信心啊。
So after we believe in the Lord, let us have this kind of faith.
我们呢，可以在耶稣基督里头啊，放胆的来到神的面前。
That in Christ Jesus, we can come before Him boldly.
因为呢，他已经为我们成就了救恩了。从此神呢不再纪念我们的一切的过程。
Because he has accomplished salvation, from now on, God no longer remembers our transgressions.
这是呢，神在耶稣基督里面成就了大救恩。
And this is the great salvation that God has accomplished in Christ Jesus.
所以我们今天来到神面前那个稳固的根基。
And this is a secure and sure foundation upon which we can come before God.
在圣经在说到真理的时候，常常说到两个方面。
When the Bible speaks of the truth, it's always two-sided.
它一面呢说到神在耶稣基督里面所成就的事实。
On the one side, it speaks of all the fact of the salvation accomplished in Christ Jesus.
它是不改变的，这真理啊，是稳固的磐石。
This is unchangeable truth, like a solid rock.
但是呢，神呢，在另一方面呢，也要让我们在经历当中啊，进入这个主所成就的事实。
Now on the other hand, in experience, God wants us to enter into this truth of His salvation.
没有主耶稣基督所成就的这个救恩呢。
Without the salvation that our Lord Jesus has accomplished,
我们没有这个地位的话，
without this status,
我们没有可能啊，在我们生命当中有任何的经历。
It's impossible for us to have any such experiences in our life.
经历如何的在耶稣基督里头来到神的面前？
As to how to come before God in Christ Jesus.
但是同样的呢，
and also by the same token,
如果在我们生命当中缺少这方面个人经历的话。
If in our life we lack any of this kind of experience,
神在基督里面所成就的地位，对我们来讲啊，也是不够真实的。
The position that God has accomplished for us in Christ Jesus, appears untrue to all of us.
所以呢，圣经呢常常是把我们在基督里头所得的地位，跟我们在基督里面所有的经历啊，是这个相提并论。
So in the Bible, the position we have acquired in Christ Jesus and our corresponding experiences are always mentioned side by side.
So 一方面呢，我们看见在主耶稣基督里头呢，我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
Therefore, on the one side, we see in Christ Jesus, we can come before God so boldly.
放着胆量来到神的面前。
So confidently come before Him.
但是另外一方面呢
？But On the other side,
我们要能够在这个根基上面呢，真实的经历，坦然无惧到神的面前呢。
In order to on the other side, we have to experience this boldness of coming before Him upon a solid foundation.
那我们身上有要求。
To have this kind of experience, God does have some demand of us.
在约翰一书里头啊
，In First John,
他让我们看见四个方面呢，如何能够坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
Apostle John allows us to see the four aspects of coming before God boldly.
这四个方面呢，是说到我们在基督里头，他所成就的那个地位上面呢，如何实际来经历。
These four aspects allow us how to experience the position that God has accomplished in Christ Jesus as to coming before Him boldly.
第一个呢
first.
如果我们要能够在他显现的时候坦然无惧的话，
For us to be bold at his appearance.
在他来的时候呢，我们不至于惭愧的话，
For us not to be ashamed before him at his appearance.
我们今天呢，要住在主里头。
Today we have to abide in Christ.
天天活在他的面前。
Daily we have to live before him.
那第二个方面呢？
Now secondly.
如果我们要在向神可以坦然无惧的话，
For us to be bold and confident before God.
我们的心呢？不能够责备我们。
Our heart has not to condemn us.
我们心呢是神摆在我们里面的那个一个器皿。
Because our heart is the faculty that God has placed within us.
带领我们认识神的心意。
Helping, leading us to know God's will.
所以三章二十一节他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神。”
Therefore, in 3:21, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God.
那第三个方面呢？
Now, thirdly,
我们要学的在爱里头能够得到完全。
We have to learn to be perfected in love.
不但是我们要认识爱，要经历爱，得着爱。
Not only do we know love, experience love, and gain love.
同时呢，我们要在爱里头呢，经历那个完全。
But also in love, we will be perfected.
四章十七节他说了，这样爱在我们里面得以完全呢，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧了。
4:17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
第四个方面，我们如果要坦然无惧来到神的面前呢？
Now fourthly, for us to come before Him so boldly.
我们要常常祷告。
We have to pray constantly.
而且是照按他的旨意来祷告。
And also, we need to pray according to His will.
所以五章十四节他这么说。
5:14.
他说：“我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。”
We read that now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
所以主若许可啊。我想用几次的这机会、啊、跟弟兄姊妹一同来思想、啊、这几个方面神在我们身上的要求，好叫我们能够在他面前能够坦然无惧，他来的时候呢，我们也不至于惭愧。
So Lord willing, I would like to share with you on few sessions regarding how to become bold before God as He appears again so that we will not be ashamed.
我们今天我们一同来思想啊，那个如何能够住在主的里头。
Today, let's consider together how to abide in the Lord.
老约翰呢是一个非常认识主的人。
The old apostle is the one who knows the Lord so well.
他里面的那个负担呢，是常常要我们带领我们呢住在基督里头，享受他一些的丰富。
The burden in his heart is for us to often abide in the Lord and to enjoy the Lord's abundance.
所以他的福音书啊。和他的书信里面呢，充满了这样的教训。
Therefore, in the gospel books or in the epistles of his, they're full of teachings like this.
他不但告诉我们呢，这个住在主里面的重要。
Now, not only does he tell us the importance of abiding in the Lord.
他也指出告诉我们呢，如何能够住在基督里头。
He also points out a way to tell us how to do it.
我们去看这那个整卷。约翰一书的时候
，As we read the whole first epistle of John，
它里面有许许多多、啊、关于如何住在基督里面的教导。
The book speaks of so many instructions as to how to abide in the Lord。
我想呢，我把它大概总归从五个方面来看。
I'd like to sum it all up in 5 points。
盼望能够借这五个方面呢。我们真是认识了如何有这样的宝贵的经历。
And also through these 5 aspects, I hope we can all come to get hold of this precious experience.
就对我们的经历来说。
Now in reference to our experiences.
第一点我们要学习的。
The first thing we need to learn is.
也是在第四章的第十五节。
It's chapter 4:15.
他说呢，凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面。
He says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God.
我们 要住在主里头的时候呢，第一件事情呢，我们要认耶稣是神的儿子。
The first thing to do to abide in the Lord is to confess Jesus as the Son of God.
我们要像彼得一样的那样的看见呢，看见我们的主啊，他是基督，他是永生神的儿子。
We should have the same insight as Peter sees it, that Jesus Christ, is the Christ, is the Son of God.
什么叫做要认耶稣是神的儿子呢？
What is to confess Jesus as the Son of God?
认耶稣为神的儿子呢，就是相信呢，耶稣呢，他是父神所生的，不是父神所造的。
To confess that Jesus is the Son of God is believing that Jesus is born of God. He's not made of God.
他与父是有同样的生命。
And he and the Father have the same life.
他与父是同尊同荣的。
And he and the Father have the same honor, same glory.
他从亘古到永远呢，他就与父同在，他就是神。
From everlasting to everlasting, he is with God. He is God.
这一点认识呢，对我们的信仰呢是非常非常重要的。
This understanding is so pivotal to our faith.
如果耶稣基督呢，他不是神的儿子。
If Lord Jesus Christ is not the Son of God.
他不是那个那个父所生的。
If he is not born of the Father God.
他不是神的话。
If he is not God.
他是一个受造的话。
Then he is a created being.
而我们所信仰的根基啊，就完全站立不住了。
Then all the foundation of our faith cannot stand.
如果我们的主呢，他是被造的话。
If our Lord is a creature.
他呢，就不能，他也没有资格为所有的人的罪呢，死在十字架上。
Then he cannot and he is not qualified to die for all men on the cross.
如果他不是神的话
If he is not God,
他死在十字架上面至多是为了能够救他自己他不能救别人
He's dying on the cross at most can only save himself not others
但是因为他是神的缘故
But because he is God
是父神所生的缘故
Because he is born of the Father God
他是那个无穷大的神
He is infinite God
所以呢他能够担当世人一切的罪孽。
Therefore, he is able to bear all the sins of man.
那个他在十字架上的时候，耶和华把世人的罪孽都倾倒在他身上。
Because on the cross, the Lord has placed the iniquity of all upon him.
因为他担当了世人所有的罪的缘故。
And because he bore all the sins of the world.
我们在他里面的人能够来到神的面前。
Then we can come before God in him.
我们能够蒙拯救。
We can be saved.
如果耶稣他不是神的话
If the Lord Jesus is not God
那么他所说的许多的话都没有意义
All his words become meaningless
有一天呢腓力问他说说主啊若是你帮父显给我看我们就满足了
One day his disciple Philip asked him Lord show us the Father then it would be enough for us
主对他说了他说
The Lord said to him
腓力啊跟我这么久你还不晓得吗
Philip have you not known this being with me so long
我在父里头父在我里头
That Father is in me and I am in him.
你看见了我就是看见了父。
Seeing the Father, seeing me, seeing the Father.
他说呢，我跟父呢，这个原为一的。
My Father and I are one.
圣经上说呢，从来没有人见过父啊。
And the Bible says that at no time has anybody seen the Father.
唯有在父怀里的独生子将他显明出来。
But it is the begotten of God in his bosom, him he has declared.
没有一个受造的。
None of the creatures,
一个有限的
none of the limited beings,
能够完全表达那个无限的父神
fully express the infinite God the Father,
没有能够把父那个无限的丰盛完全表达出来
nobody can fully express the abundance of our God, the Father,
如果他不是神的话
if Jesus is not God,
他不是父神所生的话
if he is not born of the Father God,
在书信里面许多教训也都没有意义
and all the teachings in the epistles are meaningless also.
哥西书告诉我们说父一切的丰盛都在他里头居住
Colossians tells us that all the fullness of the deity abides in Jesus Christ.
我们也在他里面得了丰盛
and in him we are complete.
如果他不是神的话
if he is not God,
他是被造的话
if he is a creature,
没有那个容量能够容装父一切的丰盛
then he doesn't have the measure to accommodate all the fullness of God.
所以我们要住在基督里的话
therefore for us to abide in Christ.
父神在基督里面一切的丰盛在我里面成为真实的话
To have all the abundance of God become a reality in me
我们要先认识我们要承认耶稣呢他是神的儿子
We have to confess first that Jesus is the Son of God
他是那个三而一的神
He is a triune God
虽然这件事情在人来讲的话是个奥秘我们实在是想不清楚的
Although this very matter is such a mystery to us and we cannot understand it
就神是这样的启示我们就这样接受
But as God so revealed, so we have received it
在这根基上的时候我们就可以住在子里头也可以住在父里头
And upon this foundation, we can abide in God the Father and also in God the Son.
然后呢，老约翰告诉我们呢，我们要住在主里头呢，我们要常常来遵行神的话。
And also the old apostle John tells us, for us to abide in the Lord, we have to constantly obey His word.
当我们信了主了。
When we believe in the Lord,
我们认耶稣基督是神的儿子了。
When we confess the Lord Jesus as the Son of God,
他带领我们来更多的认识神。
And He has been leading us to know God more.
带领我们更多认识神的话。
He leads us to know more of God's word.
我们读许多的话，我们听许多神的话。
So we have heard so many of God's word, and so when hearing, we have read so many of God's word.
但是神的话呢，它不是叫我们读一读的。
But God's word is not for us simply to read.
不是叫我们只是在听听说说的。
But not for us to speak, to talk about.
神的话呢，是要我们来遵行。
Instead, God's word demands us to obey.
那在第一章第五节呢
？Now in chapter one, verse five.
第二章第五节哈。
Chapter two, verse five.
他说呢，凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。
But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him.
从此呢，我们知道我们是在主里面。
By this, we know that we are in him.
我们如何知道我们是在主里的人呢
？How do we know that we are people who abide in the Lord?
是当我们来遵行神的话的时候。
Only when we keep his word.
我们里面呢有那个盼望，我们有里面呢有那个带领催促，要来遵守神的话。
Only when we have this pushing, this nudging in us to obey His word.
当我们这样子来遵守神的话的时候。
When we obey His word in such a way.
他说爱神的心在里面完全。
Then the love of God is perfected in us.
那我们也知道我们确实是在主里头的人。
And by this we know that we truly abide in the Lord.
他说人如果说他住在主里面呢。就该自己照主所行的去行。
Verse 6, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk as just as the Lord walked.
当我们信主重生之后啊。
After we believe in the Lord and being born again.
在我们生命中产生的第一个现象。
The first phenomenon in our life is.
就是我们里面有那个催促啊，要来遵行神的道，要走在神的话语里头。
That we have this nudging within us.To obey His word, to walk in His way.
唯有当我们来遵行神的话的时候。
Only when we obey His word.
我们才能够在这个神的话语当中呢，更多的认识主，更多的享受我们的主。
Can we know more of our Lord and enjoy more of Him in His word?
一个愿意住在主里头的人。
A person who wants to abide in the Lord.
在他生命当中呢，一定有这样子的。感觉有这样子的催促。
In his life, there must be such feeling. There must be such nudging.
我想要知道神的命令。
That I want to know God.
我想要知道在这件事情上主是怎么说的，主他会怎么做的。
I want to know what God says in reference to this matter and how He would act.
巴不得呢，神让我知道这件事情上，我们的主如果是我们的主的话，他会怎么做
？If only God would show me.What he would do if this happens to him.
那我也愿意这么做。
And I desire to do likewise.
哎，这是一个在基督里面的一个现象。
And this is the phenomena of a person who abides in God.
那么，江弟兄呢，很喜欢常常用一个例子。
Our brother Steve Kang often likes to use this example.
他说呢，有一位在英国的弟兄。
He said that a brother in Britain.
他是那个当初到中国来的那个剑桥七姐之一啊。
He is one of those who came to China. He was one of the seven great men in Oxford,
Cambridge. 他名字啊，这位弟兄叫做 Start 斯达德。
This is brother Start.
那有一天呢，他回国去啊。去到那个 F.B. Meyer 的弟兄那个聚会里头啊，去聚会。
One day he went back home and he went to a meeting conducted by brother F.B. Meyer.
F.B. Meyer 弟兄那时候还很年轻啊。
At that time, brother Meyer was very young.
负责接待他。
And he was in charge of receiving this brother.
有天早上起来的时候啊。
And one morning when he woke up.
他发觉呢，这个Star 弟兄的房间呢，很早很早啊，天晨非常早的时候。这个里面就亮。
He realized that in such an early morning, the light in the brother's room was already lit.
他想说是不是这个客人呢，他有些什么不舒服啊，这么早就起来。
So he thought maybe our guest wasn't feeling well, that's why he woke up so early.
等了一段时间以后，就进去问，就去看看他。
So he waited a while, and he went in to check it out.
他发觉那弟兄呢，身上披着一个毯子。
And he saw that our brother sitting there covering in a blanket.
在读主的话。
And there he was reading God's word.
哎，那个 Star 弟兄跟他说了，我在读主的话呢，要找神的命令，有什么样的命令？神的话，我需要遵守。
And Brother Star told Brother Meyer, saying that I'm looking into God's word and trying to find out is there any command that God wants me to do.
哎，这真是啊。在一个有主在他里头的人啊，那里面怎么样子见证的表现
？This truly a person, with the in action that shows that God abides in him.
他发觉呢，唯有在遵守神的话语、遵守神的命令的时候呢，他与神是那样的亲近。
He feels that he's so intimately close with his God when he keeps God's word.
要让神的，我们要。来遵守神的话。
Now for us to keep His word.
我们要做一件事情呢，要先让神的话先住在我们里头。
Then we first have to allow God's word to abide in us before we go out and do things.
让神的话呢，在我们里面掌管我们，调度我们。
That God's word lead us, control us, and dispatch us.
所以在第二章第二十四节啊，他这么说。
And in John 2:14,
他说：“论到你们。”务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里，若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
第几节？
第二章的第二十四。
2:24 Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If that you hear from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
这个中文说是存在啊，其实是应该住在里头。
And the English version says abide, to live constantly.
是让神的话呢住在我们里面。
Let God's word abide in us.
在我们里面呢带领我们。
Let His word lead us within us.
在我们里面呢纠正我们。
And correct us.
在我里面安慰我们
comfort us,
在我里面呢在各样事情上引领我们
and also in all things let God's word lead us
让神的话呢在我们里面找到那个居所
let God's word find a dwelling place in us
让我们的所有的那个言行举止呢都受神话语的调度
so that all our deeds and words are dispatched according to God
他说如果当我们这样子让神的话住在我们里头的时候
If we let God's word abide in us in such a way,
我们就能够住在主里头。
Then we will abide in Him.
也能够住在父里头。
And we will abide in the Father.
要让神的话呢，住在我们里面呢。
Now, to let God's word abide in us,
我们呢要在属灵上有些操练。
Then we need to have some spiritual exercise.
首先呢，我们要爱慕神的话。
First, we need to desire God's word.
喜爱神的话。
Love His word.
然后我们要常常来思念主的话。
And often we meditate on the Lord's word.
这诗篇第一篇呢的第二节，他这么说。
In Psalm 1:2, we read.
他说：“唯喜爱耶和华的律法呢，昼夜思想的人，这人变为有福。”
Blessed is he whose delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it day and night.
这样的人呢，他像一棵树啊，栽在溪水旁。
This person will be like a tree planted by the river of water.
它按时候结果子呢，叶子也不枯干呢。
It will bear fruit in due season, whose leaves will not wither.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Whatever he does shall prosper.
哎，所以要让神的话住在里头啊，先我们来喜爱神的话。
So first, we need to desire God's word in order to let His word abide in us.
因着喜爱他话语缘故，我们来默想，常常思念主的话。
And because we like His word, so we often meditate on His word.
诗篇119篇啊，这么说啊，说我是何等爱慕你的话语。
Psalm 119 says, "How much I love Your word."
我这是终日的思想。
And this meditation is upon me all my day.
先让神的话在我里面呢吸引我们。
First, let God's word draw us within.
然后在我里面呢带领我们，我们常常来思想它，思想主那宝贝的话语。
And let His word often lead us within us and let us often meditate on His word. Therefore, God's word will be formed within us day by day. If we often meditate on His word,
我们呢, 要, 更多的记得住主的话,
then we have to be able to memorize God's word.
为我们那个, 更多的认识基督主的话呢, 主在我们话里头啊，在真实宝贝， 我们常常能够那个思想啊，常常能够默念。
If we can memorize more of God's word, then His word will become precious, will become real within us.
对，哥罗西书告诉我们呢，
So Colossians tells us,
我们要用各样的智慧呢， 把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里。
That the word of God abide in you richly in all wisdom.
我们要用各样的智慧， 把神的话存在里头。
In all wisdom, store God's word in you.
我发觉我们在世上做事的时候有很多很多的智慧，很多很多的方法。
I realize that as we conduct ourselves in the world, we use all kinds of wisdom.
一到神的话语的时候，我好像就所有的那个智慧都不见了，都不知道，觉得神的话是那么的生疏了。
But the moment that we come to God's word, it seems all the wisdom simply disappear. They become the words is so alien.
圣经上确实教导我们呢。 让使用那个神所赐那个智慧的，用多方面的把神的话记在我们里面。
But the Bible teaches us, in all wisdom that God has given to us, that His word abiding.
有些弟兄姊妹们在那个路上的时候啊，上班啊什么地方的话，听那个圣经的那个录音带啊。
Some brothers and sisters, as they are on their way to work, they will listen to the Bible tapes.
一边我们等车，一边开车，我们听一边听主的话。
While they're driving the car or they're waiting for the bus, they will be listening to God's word.
虽然我们那时候没办法好好的思想啊，但是神的话总是让我们记到一些。
Although at that time we cannot consider carefully of God's word, but at least God's word dwells in us just a little bit.
我们要花时间很快的把圣经呢，多读几遍。
And also we need to spend time to read through the Bible many times and quickly.
那个有时候读了真是不懂，但是不懂还是读。
Even though sometimes you come to the places where you don't understand, but continue to do it.
就是先让圣经上的事实呢，先记在脑子里。
That is simply allow the fact, the truth of the Bible dwells in your head.
当神赐给我们时间安静的时候，
When God allows us this time to be quiet before Him,
我们可以找一两段圣经呢，我们好好的默想，慢慢的咀嚼。
Then we can pick up one or two passages and carefully meditate on them, pondering over them.
我们一遍一遍的读，一遍一遍的读。
Time and again, read it over and over.
直到那个主的话在我们里面发光了，在里面有感觉了。
Until God's word enlightens us, until we have feeling toward His word.
知道了那个主的话呢，不再那么生疏了，主的话向我们说话。
Until the time when God's word is no longer alien to us, when He speaks to us through His word.
有的时候呢，我们也需要记得一些属灵的书籍。
And sometimes we also need to read some spiritual books.
帮助我们呢认识。 这个神话语的宝贝，
helping us to know the preciousness of God's word.
记得弟兄姊妹的交通，记得这弟兄们的信息，我们都更多的认识神的话。
And also through the fellowship or messages of brothers, and we can come to know God's word more.
更多神的话呢，存在我们里面。
And hide more of God's word within us.
我发觉呢，有时候诗歌呢，也帮助我们呢，更多记得主的话。
And sometimes the hymns we sing also help us to memorize more of God's word.
我开始那个记圣经的时候呢，年纪已经蛮大了。<laughs> When
I started memorizing God's word, I was quite advanced in age already.
所以很多话呢，背不下来。Therefore,
so many words I just could not memorize.
所以年轻人还年轻的时候啊，多背几句话。So
let our young men, while you are young, recite more of God's word.
年轻时候背的那个主的话呢，你到老的时候都不会忘记。
The passages that you memorize when you're young, you will never forget, even when you're old.
但是有很多的是圣经呢，我是用记得诗歌来记得的。
But many of God's words are memorized through hymns by me.
有一个我们在学校念书的时候，
When I was in school,
有个弟兄他从台湾来，
A brother who came to from Taiwan.
军方的公费生，
and he was sent out to the States from the military organization.
但是他是非常爱主的一个弟兄。
But he was the person who loved the Lord so much.
他教我们唱很多那个圣经的诗歌。
And he taught us sing so many hymns based on God's word.
我也想把那那诗歌唱给你听啊。
And I would like to share one of them with to you.
他是说到那个有一天。彼得跟那个约翰来到圣殿里头啊，碰到一个生来就是瘸腿的那个。
And this hymn speaks of the incident when one day Peter and John went to the sanctuary and they saw a lame person by birth.
圣经记载呢，他是怎么样，这个彼得怎么样医好这个人。
And the Bible records how Peter healed this lame person.
我还唱给你们听啊。
I'll sing it to you.
对不起啊，有没有英文翻译啊？
There will be no English translation for this.
弟兄这么唱啊。
The brother sings like this.
金和银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名，叫你起来行走。他就行走着，跳跃着，赞美神。行走着，跳跃着，赞美神。哈利路亚，荣耀归于神，神荣耀，荣耀归神。看，二十多年过去了，我还没忘记这首诗歌。
I haven't forgotten this hymn. Even 20 years have passed, and we do have this English hymn. It's actually translated from English.
Really?
Yes. Silver and gold have I none. I give you what I have in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise and walk. And He jumping and leaping. Praise the Lord. Something like this.
Okay, 感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这是那个记得诗歌呢，把神的话语这么样的活生生的写在里面。
So through this hymn, God's word is so vividly portrayed before us.
所以哥罗西书接下去说啊。
And in Colossians, it continues to say.
他说用诗歌、诗章、颂词、灵歌。
In hymns and song, spiritual song.
做什么呢
What do you do with that?
彼此教导，互相劝诫。
Now,
心被恩感，歌颂神。
Teaching and admonishing one another in the grace of God.
你看，诗歌呢，可以用来教导人的。
So we see a hymn can be used to teach people.
对，我们觉得诗歌可以彼此劝诫的。
And also we could use it to admonish one another.
因为常常呢，神借着诗歌呢，把他的话语呢，更多的记在我们里头啊，让我们里头有那个新鲜的那个认识。
And through him, God allows us to memorize his word and even allows us to have this fresh understanding. So when we allow God's word to abide in us so richly,
他说你们必住在主里头，也必住在父里头。
Then the Bible tells us that you will abide in God and in the Son.
他这里啊，还要让我们注意一点。
And also the Bible also teaches us one more thing.
要把什么样的话记在我们里面。
The Bible says what kind of word that we should let it abide in.
要把那个起初所听见的。
It is the word that you heard from the beginning.
刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹啊，不要认为说，哎呀，我信主的年日还短啊，那个住在主里头这件事情是不太实际的事情。
All the brothers and sisters who have just believed in the Lord, don't you say that, oh, I'm so young in the Lord, and all the fact and truth of the Bible doesn't seem so real to me.
还有好多好多神的真理我都不懂，不那个没有听过，不晓得。
It's so many words of the truth that I haven't heard of and I haven't understood.
但是实际上来说，
But actually, in reality,
当我们的信主的头几年
In the very first few years of your believing the Lord,
差不多神的真理的你都听过。
You have heard pretty much most of the truth.
我们的信心、爱心、盼望、忍耐、果子，这许许多多真理我们都听过了。
Your patience, the patience, the fruit, the love, the faith, the hope. You've all heard of it.
我常常觉得尼弟兄那个初信造就五十二课实在是对初信的人太深了。
Now, Brother Nee once wrote a book. It has 52 sessions, especially designed for young believers. But to me, I believe those are too deep, profound.
他不是仅仅写给初信的，他是写给所有的信主的弟兄姊妹的。
those messages are not only for young believers, but also for all the brothers and sisters.
我们每一次来听主的话的时候，
every time when we came to listen to the Lord's word,
说啊，又是这样同样的题目了。
And we would say, oh, this is the same old thing.
啊，这个事情我以前听过了。
This is something I heard before.
你发觉呢，任何一个神的真理啊。
And then you realize that any of God's truth
实在是需要用各个方面来认识，我们来讲说的。
Needs to be understood, needs to be spoken in from a different aspect.
需要借着众人的经历呢，一同把这个真理显明出来。
It needs to be revealed through all the experiences of all people.
所以我们在听的时候，我们在读的时候，很可能是以前我们听过了，我们知道的。
As we hear, as we read the truth, maybe we have read, we have heard it already.
但是我们还需要来听，我们还需要来读。
But still, we need to come to read to know it.
许多神的所有神的真理啊，都需要我们一生来经历。
Actually, it needs all our lifetime to know God's truth.
所以我们他说把起初所听见的能够住在心里头。
Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning.
要对你已经所听过的呢，里面有宝贝。
You have to treasure that you heard in the beginning.
虽然我们有些地方还不是那么明白。
Although we do not understand certain aspects.
虽然在生命当中还没有那么多的经历。
Although we do not have life experiences.
但是我们让这些神的话呢住在我们里头。
But let God's word abide in you.
懂我们也让他住里头，不懂也让他住在里头。
Whether you understand it or not, let God's word abide in you.
他说这样子的话呢，你们就能够住在主里面，也能够住在父里头。
Then in such a way, you'll be able to abide in the Son and in the Father.
住在我们里的话呢，真是需要我们一生来经历、来认识的。
Therefore, abiding in the Lord, this fact needs to be experienced to be known throughout our life.
约翰一书呢，在第三方面告诉我们呢，如何来住在主里。
Thirdly, in the first epistle of John, also tells us this.
就是呢，要让圣灵的恩膏的教训呢，要住在我们里。
That is.Let anointing abide in you.
让圣灵在里面的带领呢，成为真实。
Let the leading of the Holy Spirit become real in you.
常常顺服呢，圣灵在我们里面的带领。
That often you will obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
27节呢
？Verse 27.
他说
，Chapter 2.
和你们从主所受的恩膏呢，常应该是住在你们里面。
But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you.
那并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏呢，在凡事上教训你们。
And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things.
这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
And it's true and it's not a lie.
你们要按这恩膏的教训呢，住在主里。
And just as he has taught you, you will abide in him.
我们一旦信主了。
Now, after we believe in the Lord.
神就做一件事情。
Then God would do one thing.
把圣灵宝会师呢，赐给我们。
That he would give us the Holy Spirit, the helper to dwell within us.
他在许多的事上来真实的带领我们。
And in so many things, God will lead us so concretely.
带领我们来认识神。
He will lead us to know God.
带领我们来认识主的话。
He leads us to know God's word.
带领我们如何来服事。
And leads us to serve Him.
带领我们一同来聚会，一同交通，来见证主的。
And leads all of us to come together to fellowship.And to conduct meetings.
他说呢，要让主的圣灵呢，是天天的住在我们里面。
And the Bible says, let the anointing abide in us daily.
他就呢，天天在我们里面呢，教训我们，带领我们。
And daily he teaches us, he leads us.
他说呢，当我们里面认识到圣灵的带领的时候。
So on the one hand, as we come to know the leading of the Holy Spirit,
我们顺服这里面的带领
，as we obey His guiding，
顺服恩膏的教训
，as we obey the anointing of the Holy Spirit，
这样子呢，我们就能够住在主里面。
On the other hand, we'll be able to abide in the Lord。
圣灵他怎么样带领我们呢
？How does the Holy Spirit lead us？
圣灵呢，一面呢，他是借着神的话来带领我们。
Now, on the one hand, the Holy Spirit guides us through God's word。
我们呢，一面把神的话呢，丰丰富富的记在我们里面。
On the one hand, that we have store all of God's words,
神的话住在我们里面
His word abiding.
圣灵呢，就用着住在我们里面的话来带领我们。
So on the other hand, the Holy Spirit will lead us with the word that's been stored up.
那我们那个常常呢，那个想起主的话。
So often we will remember God's word.
主耶稣基督啊，他在要离世的时候，跟他门徒这么说。
The Lord Jesus Christ, as he was about to depart.
他说：“保惠师啊，就是父因我的名啊，所要差来的圣灵。”
He said, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit that God has sent in my name."
他呀，在一切事上要指教你。
He will teach you in all things.
同时呢，要叫你们想起我对你们所说的话。
And also, he will bring to your remembrance the word I said to you.
有的时候呢，我们确实也读了很多的主的话。
A lot of times, we have read so many of God's words.
借着各样的智慧里头，我们也记得一些主的话。
And with all wisdom, we have memorized some of them.
可是事情来的时候呢，我们可能一下子想不起主的话。
But one thing, when we encounter things, that at that moment, we cannot remember any.
圣灵恩膏的教训呢，就让我们想起那神的宝贵的话。
Then the anointing of the Holy Spirit will allow us to remember God's word.
想起主向我们所说过的事。
We will remember the word that God has said.
哎，我们里面就明白了，就清楚了，神是怎么样带领我们。
Then right away we come to the clear understanding how God will lead us.
当我们来到人生一些重要的关头的时候。
And also, as we encounter some thresholds of our life,
我们很希望知道主的旨意是什么。
And we really want to know what God's will is.
我们实在是盼望了，这晓得神在这前面怎么样带领我们。
We really desire to know how God will lead us.
我们呢可以这样子祷告。
Then we can pray like this.
我们说主啊，求你用你的圣灵啊，让我想起你的话。
Oh Lord, let your Holy Spirit help me to remember your word.
用你的话呢来带领我。
Let Your word lead me.
用你的话呢，作为你带领我的印证。
Let your word be the very evidence that you have been guiding me.
哎呀，那个圣灵就非常信实的哈，会让我们想起主的话。
And the Holy Spirit will allow us to remember God's word faithfully.
那时候呢，我们对于神的旨意啊，里面就非常非常有确据。
Then we will be so sure of God's will in reference to that matter.
它这个前提呢，是我们要先让主的话住在我们里面。
But the prerequisite is that you have to allow God's word to abide in you first.
这样子呢，住在我们里面的话呢，就能够成为圣灵的那个工具。
Therefore, the word that abides in us will become the very vessel with which the Holy Spirit can use.
在征战的时候，也能够成为圣灵的宝剑，圣灵的兵器。
And also in spiritual warfare, it becomes the Holy Spirit's the weapon.
带领我们真是非常真实的哈，在里面带领我们。
And it leads us so truly to follow God within us.
那圣灵呢，他还在另外一方面上带领我们。
And also, the Holy Spirit also leads us in another aspect.
他有时候呢，直接在我们灵的里面感动我们。
Sometimes in the very depths of our spirit, He just moves us.
神造我们呢，有三个方面，在造我们的灵啊，里面三个方面的功用。
Now God has created this spirit within us with three functions.
里面我们灵里面有良心的功能。
We have the function of conscience.
圣灵借着良心让我们知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
And through this conscience, Holy Spirit allows us to know what is right and what is wrong.
什么是合神心意的，什么不是不合神心意。
What is pleasing God and what is not.
灵里面呢还有一个交通的一个功用。
And also within this conscience,There is also this function of fellowshipping.
圣灵呢，借着在灵里面呢，那个交通啊，我们常常跟神可以亲近神。
We often draw near to God through this fellowship within our conscience.
借着我们里面的灵啊，跟神有交通。
And also through this spirit, we can fellowship with God.
同时呢，我们跟圣徒有交通。
At the same time, we also could fellowship with all the saints.
在灵里面呢，还有另一个功用啊。
And also, the spirit has another function.
就是直觉。
That is intuition.
直觉呢，让我们知道什么是神的心意，神要做什么。
Intuition allows us to know what is God's heart, what is that God wants us to do.
圣灵呢，就在那个直觉里面呢，有时候在感动我们。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit moves us in that intuition.
让我里面呢，一下子很清楚知道。神的心意就是这样子。
And at that moment, clearly we know this is God's will.
在里面呢，在灵的那个直觉里面有那个确据，有那个把握。
And also in the intuition of the spirit, we would have this assurance.
有时候这个把握呢，就看见跟外面的环境都不那个是相违背的。
Although sometimes this assurance in the spirit is contrary to all the evidences outwardly.
在外面来看的话呢，不应该这么做的。
Now outwardly, we're not supposed to do this way.
但是呢，你却在里面，在直觉的灵的那个深处啊。你知道圣灵这么带领你。
However, in your intuition, in the very depth of your spirit, you know that this is how the Holy Spirit leads you.
在保罗的身上就常常看这样的经历。
And we often see this kind of experience in Paul.
在哥林多后书啊第二章的时候啊。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
他说呢，他有一次啊，他为了基督的福音呢，他到了特罗亚。
Now.Paul says that one time, because of the gospel of Christ, he went to Troas.
那么神也为他开了门。
And there God opened the door.
啊，你照讲的话，外面来看的话，哎呀，有工作，有果效了，你要好好在那里服侍主了。
And externally speaking, you see the fruit of his work, and he say, do your best to work for God.
但是他说，我因为没有遇见兄弟提多。
But then he said, because I haven't seen my brother Titus.
我心里不安啊。
I have no rest within my spirit.
是我灵里头不安。
And notice that it's within his spirit, he has no rest.
我就离开那里啊，这个往提撒罗尼迦去了。
Therefore, I take my leave there, and I went to Thessalonica.
因为我们呢，常常是看外面的工作啊，重于在里面的带领。
We often esteem our work more than the inner leading of God.
外面的印证呢，是神已经为福音开了门了。
The outward evidence seems to be that God has opened the door of the gospel.
我们常常呢，就不管里面的感觉了，就留下来继续做工去了。
Therefore, regardless of my inner feeling, I just stay there and I just do God's work.
但是保罗呢，他那里啊，他非常更看重在圣灵在灵里面的带领。
But there, Paul seems to cherish more of theleading of his inner spirit.
他回到神面前，他发觉呢，灵里面不安。
And coming before God, he realized he has no rest in his spirit.
他没有那个基督的平安在他里头。
There he has no peace from Christ.
那么，虽然外面有工作
，although outwardly there was work，
但是呢，他宁愿选择顺从里面的带领。
But he would rather choose to obey the inner leading.
圣灵呢，在他灵里面的那个感觉啊。他觉得神是虽然他不知道是什么原因，但是呢，他必须要离开这里。
And Paul, not knowing why, but following the feeling from his inner spirit, that he knew he had to leave.
在使徒身上也还有很多其他的这样子的例子。
And also, there's so many examples exhibited in other apostles.
所以我们一面呢学习呢，让圣灵借着主的话来带领我们。
So on the one hand, we have to learn to allow God to lead us through God's word.
一面呢，我们要学习啊，那个认识里面的感觉，摸得着里面的感觉。
But on the other hand, we have to know our inner feeling, and also can actually touch the feeling of the spirit.
在我们天然人里头来看呢，这个好像挺抽象的。
Now in our natural man, this seems all abstract.
你的感觉是你的主观的感觉呢，还是圣灵的感觉呢
？When we talk about a feeling, is it your subjective feeling or the feeling from the Holy Spirit？
你这感觉会不会错呢
？Could it be that your feeling is wrong？
老约翰这么说啊。
The old apostle said this.
这真膏是真的，不是假的。
The anointing is true, is not lie.
是真真实实的圣灵在那里带领的。
Is the Spirit truly, concretely leading you？
是真的，不是假的。
And he is true, and it's not a lie.
你们要按这个恩膏的教训呢，住在主里。
So following the anointing, that you should abide in the Lord.
我们这个人会错。
We might be wrong as men.
有的时候我们的肉体呢，胜过了我们的里面的灵。
A lot of time that our flesh has a better hand, overcoming our inner man.
好像让圣灵的带领跟我们的里面的感觉呢混淆了。
So that we're confused with the leading of our inner spirit or with the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，我们呢必须在这件事情上呢操练我们的信心。
But we need to exercise our faith in this very matter.
相信呢圣灵会带领。
Believing that the Holy Spirit will lead us.
相信呢，是恩膏在我们里面的教训是真实的。
Believing that the teaching of the anointing is true.
就着我现在所能够认识的。
As far as I can understand.
就着我现在生命所能够着着的。
As far as my life can reach at this moment.
圣灵已经在我里面带领。
The Holy Spirit has been guiding me.
我就在里面顺服跟从。
So, in this way, would I follow Him?
他说，这样的话呢，我们就能够住在主里头。
In this way, then we will be able to abide in Him.
老约翰呢，在第四个方面呢，告诉我们呢，要如何住在主里头。
Now, on the fourth point, Apostle Paul also teaches us that.
在第三章呢，第六节，对。
That's in chapter 3, verse 16.
第三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
他说：“凡住在他里面的，就不犯罪。”凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him.
他说，凡住在他里面的人就不犯罪。
Whoever abides in him does not sin.
我们要能够住在主里头。
For us to abide in the Lord.
我们要求神保守我们远离罪恶。
Oh, we have to pray to God to help us to be far away from sin.
什么时候我们犯了罪了？
Whenever we sin,
我们得罪了神。
Whenever we sin against God,
我们呢得罪了我们里面的圣灵。
Then we sin against the indwelling Holy Spirit.
你会发觉呢，你不在主里头。
Then you will realize that you do not abide in the Lord.
在经历上呢，你发觉主的同在失去了。
In your experience, you feel you have lost the presence of God.
在这里啊，我想他不是说呢，基督徒不会犯罪。
Here, I believe it, the verse is not saying that Christians do not sin.
或者说呢，犯了罪的人就不是基督徒。
Or to say that a Christian, if he sins, is not a Christian anymore.
因为呢，在第二章一开始呢，他说：“有小子们呐，我将这些话写给你们呢，是要叫你们不犯罪。”
Because in the very beginning of chapter 2, we read that, "My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin."
若有人犯罪
，if anyone sins，
这是基督徒讲的。
And this epistle is addressed to Christians.
若有信主的人，基督徒犯罪。
If believers, in the Lord who sin.
在父那里呢，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
他说呢，我们若认自己的罪。
And we read that if we confess our sins.
神是信实的，是公义的。
God is faithful and righteous.
必要赦免我们的罪了，洗净我们一切的不义。
He will forgive our sins and cleanses all us from all unrighteousness.
所以呢，这边说到犯罪呢，我想呢是指的呢我们对罪没有感觉。
So the verse here speaks of sin means that we have no feeling towards sin.
我们持续在罪里头呢，我们却不知觉。
We continue to wallow in sins without any knowing of it.
甚至呢，我们有时候还享受那个罪中之乐。
To the point that we even enjoy the pleasure of sin.
他说这样的人呢，是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
And a person like this is a one who has never known him or seen him.
一个有主生命在里面的人。
He who has the life of the Lord.
他不可能对罪没有感觉的。
It's impossible to have no feeling to God, to sin.
一旦我们知道自己犯罪
The moment that we know we sin
立刻就回到神的面前
Right away we come before God
我们呢求神的饶恕
And we ask for God's forgiveness
我们认自己的罪
We confess our sins
神就立刻要赦免我们一切的罪
And immediately God will forgive all our sins
那我们可以确定一件事情
One thing for sure
当我们如果住在主里的话
Is that if we abide in the Lord
罪在我们身上没有权势
Then sin has no dominion over us
我们在里面呢没有那个欲望要去犯罪
In us, we do not have the desire to
sin. 我们里面呢有能力去不去犯罪。
And within us, we have this strength not to sin.
同时呢，神也把我们圈在他的那个同在中啊，远离一切的试探，远离一切的罪。
And also, God confines us within His presence so that we will be far away from sin.
所以要住在主里面呢，要远离罪恶。
Therefore, abide in the Lord means to stay far away from sin.
那第五个方面呢，我们要住在主里头。
Now the fifth point is for us to abide in the Lord.
要住在爱的里面。
Is to abide in love.
他说呢，住在爱里，神就是爱嘛。住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他。
God is love. He abides in love, abides in God, and God in Him.
我们爱神。
We love God.
我们爱弟兄。
We love our brothers and sisters.
爱所有神子是神的儿女。
We love all of God's children.
这样子的话呢，我们就能够住在主里。
In such a way, we should abide in Him.
这一点呢，我想以后我们用交通爱的完全的时候，我们再多一点思想。
Now we will spend more time on this matter as we consider the perfection of love.
那么，跑约翰他讲了这么多，啊，告诉我们如何来住在主里头。
Now Apostle Paul has instructed us so much as to how to abide in the Lord.
你要问了，什么叫做住在主里头？
Then we want to ask, what is to abide in the Lord?
住在主里面是什么意思？
What does it mean?
首先呢，住在主里面呢，是说到。在主里面的那个地位。
Now first, abiding in the Lord speaks of the position in the Lord.
那么圣经上用两个字，一个是说到我们在主里面，一个是说我们要住在主里面。
Now the Bible uses two words. One is to abide in the Lord. The other is in Christ.
一旦我们在主里头。
Now the moment we are in the Lord,
我们就有权利，我们就能够住在主里面。
We have this privilege to abide in the Lord.
主的基督呢，成为我们属灵的家。
Now Christ has now become our spiritual home.
他说，凡认耶稣是神儿子的。
He who confesses that Jesus is the Son of God.
一旦信了主了。
The moment you believe in the Lord.
相信他是神的儿子。
The moment you believe that He is the Son of God.
这个信心呢，就让你能够住在主里头。
This faith will enable you to abide
in the Lord. 你就是一个住在主里头的人。
And you are the very one who abides in the
Lord. 有的时候呢，也许我们在外面这个飘荡啊。在外面这个花花世界里面，我们在游荡。
A lot of times when we are wandering in this dazzling world.
但是呢，总是记得。
But remember this.
不论我们漂流的多远。
No matter how far we might be wandering.
我们的家呢，我们属灵的家呢，是在基督里面。
Our spiritual house is in Christ.
然后问你的你在属灵的地址是什么的时候
？If they ask you what is your spiritual address,
那个 address 就说 in Christ.
Your address should be in Christ.
In Christ 是我们的 address.
In Christ should be our address.
不，虽然我们在外面远游，我们去旅游，别人问你说你家住哪的时候，你说我的家呢在基督里。
When you are roaming far away, you're wandering in the world. When people ask you, where is your home? You say, my home is in Christ.
哎，这是神在基督里面所做成的。
And this is being accomplished in Christ.
但是神呢，不会因此满足。
However, God is never being satisfied just for this.
虽然我们的地址呢在基督里。
Although our address is in Christ.
怎么一天到晚不招呼，
一
天到晚外面游荡。
But day and night we are wandering outside, never come back home.
像那个父亲啊，在外面等他那个浪子一样啊。
Just like the father who has been waiting for the prodigal son.
他说你什么时候才回来呀、啊？什么时候回来呀、啊、
？When will you come back?
When will you come back? 你的住址是在基督里。
Your address is in Christ.
为什么在外面游荡
？Why are you wandering outward?
哎呀，让这那个主的心意呢，是要我们真实的经历哈、啊。在主里面的丰富。
Now God's heart is to have us truly experience all the abundance of God in Christ.
住在主里面呢，真是好的无比的。
Abiding in Christ is simply beyond the saying wonderful.
哎，让我们能够常常见神的面。
That we can come to see God face to face.
常常听他的声音。
Come to hear often His voice.
常常看见他的荣耀。
And come to see often His glorious face.
住在主里面呢，让我们也得到各样的保护。
And the abiding Christ also gives us all kinds of protection.
当我们遭遇患难的时候。
When we come across sufferings.
碰到伤心的事的时候。
Or some really things that would break our heart.
当别人误会我们的时候。
When we're mistaken by others.
当我们里面受伤的时候。
When we are misunderstood or we are hurting within us.
当我们遇见各样试探的时候。
When we face all kinds of temptations.
常常想到说，我是这个在基督里的人。
Just remember this, I'm the one who abides in Christ.
我们又有一个祷告，主啊，把我带，再次把我带到你的同在中。
Then we will pray this prayer, Lord, once again bring me into your presence.
把我们封闭在你的同在之中。
Shut me up in your presence.
你就发觉呢，一切难处都要过去。
Then you will see all your heartaches, hardships will pass away.
再多再大的难处，在一代主里头的时候，当你面在神面前，面对面的跟神面对面的时候。
No matter how great your plight might be, but when you face God,
事实上，一切的许许多的难处，真是一件小事情。
All the problems in the world are small matters.
因为那个神的一切的丰盛啊，在基督里头啊，是那样的宝贝。
And then all the abundance in Christ is so precious.
哎呀，在让我们站在那个住在主里面呢，哎，就享受他一切的丰富。
So abide in Christ and enjoy all His riches.
我们也可以跟那个我们的姊妹的所写那个诗歌啊，那个一样啊，他说这个以利沙代，他说。 主啊,
and just as the sister who wrote the hymn El Shaddai, she wrote that with you is enough.
哎呀，常常在这主说主啊,
we often say to our God, Lord, with you is enough.
哎呀，这是在住在主里面的人所经历的。
And this is the very experience of those who abide in the Lord. When we abide in the Lord in such a way,
他若显现了，我们就可以坦然无惧啊。
The Bible teaches that when He appears, we will be bold.
当他来的时候呢，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
And before Him, we will not be ashamed.
我们是欢欢喜喜的接见我们的神。
And with the joy and happiness, we will receive our God.
在荣耀当中，迎接我们的神。
And also in glory we will see Him. Shall we have a word of prayer, please?
父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为你在耶稣基督里面所为我们所成就的，是何等的宝贝，何等大的事。
How precious, what a great matter you have accomplished in Christ Jesus.
开我们里面的眼睛。
Open our inner eyes.
看见在基督里面何等样的美好，何等样的丰盛。
So we could see how beautiful, how abundant it is in Christ Jesus.
开我们里面的眼睛,
enlighten our inner eyes.
让我们真是看见住在里面的宝贝,
so we could see the preciousness of abiding in you.
愿意借着主的话，借着主的灵，常常住在主里头。
Through your word, through the Holy Spirit, Lord, we desire often to abide in you.
好像我们天天能够坦然无惧来到你的面前。
So that daily, boldly, we can come before your presence. We pray in the Lord's name. Amen. Amen.